This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Draymond holds it, swings it to Santos. Butler comes back for a screen or a post-up or a handoff. Can't get either. Harris, good defense. Butler with the catch in front of the Detroit bench. Three to shoot. Off the dribble, jumper. Good! Jimmy Butler gives the Warriors a two-point lead. 107-105. 1:15 to go. Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Out of bed, Tim. And one thing I don't necessarily love, like, it feels like the only thing we say about Jimmy Butler is the Warriors' record since he showed up. And we don't talk enough about the little things that he does. He was also fantastic in that basketball game on Saturday. Just fantastic. I don't know many players who I've watched who have such a keen attachment to what the right thing to do is at the right time in terms of creating a shot, either for himself or for someone else. But he's really, man, he's very intuitive. He's really tapped in and has been, obviously, such an unbelievable godsend for the Warriors. And the only time they've lost in recent memory is when he sat out.
Yeah. Well, they have one loss when he played.
Yeah.
And he did have four turnovers in that game, which is, you know, four games worth for him. He's averaging one turnover per game. And you mentioned the actual game itself, and I just pulled it up to get the exact number, but there were 22 lead changes in that game. 22, including 10 in the fourth quarter alone.
Yep.
So you talk about the quality of game. You don't often see that in an NBA game where it's really that back and forth. And in the fourth quarter, you had 10 lead changes, and it just was, you know, Detroit, and then the Warriors were the answer, and then the Pistons would get up four or five, and then the Warriors got the lead, and Detroit snatched it back, and it went down to, like we all would predict, a Draymond Green three-pointer.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. I mean,
I was telling the students.
Right.
I'm like, this is where they use Draymond. And then they all were like, whoa, nice call. Kidding. But I did have Draymond on a little underdog action that night.
Okay.
So I was really appreciative that he put up some stuff.
12-9-7. 12-9-7, three steals. He had a block as well.
I had him at the higher 23.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Yeah, and he had 28, so that's Ottoman.
Well, it ended up being Ottoman, but with 3 minutes to go in the game, he wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
And then I asked Schroeder, the former Dub, was at the free throw line, and he made the first one to cut it to one.
Schroeder,
and I'm
going to need a miss.
Draymond is standing there under the hoop, and he's at 23. And I need 24. Anything. I'm like, pass, rebound, bucket, anything.
Yep.
Anything. I go, boy, Schroeder, if you got one free throw missing you, if you could just have that thing bounce right to Draymond, I sure would appreciate it.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. And I did something you're not supposed to do there in that press box.
You didn't.
I gave just a little, under the table, just a little pump fist. Ha! Yeah! That's a green check for your boy.
Just a quick aside, is that something that you talk to your students about when
Absolutely.
You get into that thing?
Well,
about,
someone asked.
Well, like, and I wonder, because you get there early and you're going to tell them all the things you're going to do. Is part of it like a protocol thing? Where,
Absolutely.
Like,
in fact, we talked to them about that last week on Zoom prior to them even coming. And I told them a story about one of their compadres, a student from Cal Poly 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay. Because sometimes you can talk to everybody and then they get overwhelmed.
It's a lot of excitement.
Like Steph Curry walks by and people start fanning themselves. They're like, holy crap. Like, right, we're under the arena and there's the Warriors. And people get a little starstruck and overwhelmed, right? So
I love you, Steph. You're a journalist.
2 years ago, everybody's getting over to the interview room, and they got the little badges on, and everybody's like, okay, this is great. And then Jordan Poole comes walking by. And I'm just like, you know, I forget, because you're like, we do this. And so it's like, okay, buddy, just keep coming into the interview room, and one of these kids turns around, and he goes, JP! I'm like, dog, you're not the public address announcer. Chill. Chill. And so I told them all that last week because I'm like, you got to act professional, even though you may not feel like it. Mm-hmm. You got to act like you've been there before now because it's going to get people real uncomfortable. And Jordan did. Jordan gave him a look like, dog, what do you like?
Right.
What? This is our space.
Your media.
Right. Like you could do that if you're sitting out in the stands.
You're not Dalton Johnson. Who are you? I mean, I just had to pick somebody
right,
randomly.
Dalton caught us.
Dalton would never.
Dalton was great that night.
He's always nice, great.
Yeah.
Just so, one more follow-up before we go to the phones. And I know a lot of people want to talk about JK and the potential return, but how did Birthday Boy Skip the Midterm do?
Oh.
At the event. Did he show
fine.
Up?
Yeah, he showed up. The whole class showed up.
Okay.
He showed up. He's about 6'6". He's a volleyball player.
Oh.
He's got a big, deep voice. He got a question in. For one of the players after the game, I think it was Moses.
Steve, this is not Nick Friedell, but it might as well be.
Steve, I skipped my midterm for my birthday, so I need these points. So if you could answer my question appropriately,
totally.
It'd be really helpful.
Yes.
But he showed. Good for him.
Yeah, he showed. Let's go back to the phones. I did want to mention this because I promised it. This is funny. Ex-49ers have signed for a grand total of...
$200 million?
$223.5 million just today.
Yeah.
That's the combo of Aaron Banks, Charvarius Ward, Talanoa Hufanga, Jalen Moore, Josh Dobbs, and Elijah Mitchell. And I stand by what I said. I don't think they've lost anybody that they wanted.
Well, and I'll stand by what I said. They have lost more than they've gained, and these are many of those players are players they drafted, and so now you have to set about finding their replacement, and in some cases you have the replacement.
Yep.
Eli Mitchell, I get it. You've got J.P. Mason, maybe. You've got Garendo, sure.
They re-signed Taylor today, too.
Yeah, I saw that,
yep.
Patrick Taylor.
Yep.
So I don't know what the numbers are, but it's probably a very small deal. But for me, you spend draft capital on guys, and then you let them go out to free agency. That becomes a draft miss.
I can't argue with that. But I would say, like, our buddy Nick Wagner did something cool, which is he threw out all the names that the 49ers were specifically drafting in the last year to replace the players who left today. Like he tied it. He goes, yes, Debo is gone. Ricky Pearsall. Yes, Charvarius Ward is gone. Renardo Green. Yes, Banks is gone. Dominic Pooney. Yes, Hufanga is gone. Malik Mustafa. On and on. And so, you know, like, again, I don't think the Niners lost anybody they were planning to keep long term.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But I can't argue with what you're saying. It was a draft miss. Which obviously every team has those every year. Let's go to Fred in Oakland. Hi, Fred. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
No problem. How you fellas doing?
We're good, Fred.
Good. So, no, in regards to Kuminga, his return, whenever that is going to be, but I am concerned, like they were saying earlier, about, you know, this stalemate with him not returning already. But just to the point, I think it's real profound what Steve Kerr said about Santos. I think he, you know, definitely he's going to keep playing him. And I think that he should stick with that, even if Kuminga comes back. And what you guys were saying, I think they're going to just keep everything in place and just certain people who contribute what they're contributing continue to do that. I think Kerr was saying, I'm going to play Kuminga probably in spurts. And whatever those spurts look like is going to determine whether he, you know, impacts the play. What I wanted to ask you guys, what do you guys think if I mean, Draymond has a lot of say in you know, the defense and who plays and what. If he says to, hey, coach, you know, it looks like Santos is getting it better than Kuminga is. He's kind of, you know, kind of approaches Coach Kerr about that and has his input that might impact how much playing time Kuminga gets. Because, like I said, if he doesn't come back and it takes him a while to kind of assimilate, it might affect his, you know, his coming. And I'd rather stick with the guys that are doing it now. Don't mess that up. The Moody's, the Santos, and your Post and those guys. And one more thing. In regards to Butler, I wanted to say that I think he's on cruise control right now. I think he's just trying to assimilate, get everybody involved and do what he's been doing, which has helped him with their win streak. Definitely a big help. But I think he's waiting. He's going to turn on another gear when those playoffs come on. Right?
Well,
keep
I mean,
in mind, he
yeah,
hasn't.
He has in the past. Fred, we're right up against it. We got to run. It's a great call. Thank you very much. The question he asked Dibs about, like, if Draymond comes to Steve Kerr and goes, dude, Gui Santos is really getting this rotation, we got to stick with him. Do I think that will carry weight? Hell yes. Hell yes. And if that, again, I don't know exactly how the organization feels about each piece of their game, but if they feel like anyone, I don't care what his name is, if they feel like anybody is locked in and helping them win right now, then he stays.
Of course. Of course he stays. But at the same time, you have to give Kuminga the chance
of course.
Play his way back into fitness and see exactly what he's going to be with his team, because before Jimmy came, Kuminga was doing things that nobody else, you know, Moses or Guy or Quentin, he was doing things then that nobody else was doing. So you have to give him a chance to get back into form and see how he can help this new team.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're taking your calls, Anthony Slater, in an hour. And if you're just joining us and you're wondering sort of what got this conversation started, Steve Kerr with a very key answer to a forthcoming question after the win on Saturday night. And if you were out on a date or doing something on a Saturday night and you didn't hear it, well, you need to hear it, and we'll play it for you coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mooney screen for Butler. Butler with a dribble right side. Pass right side line. Draymond takes a three. It's good! Draymond hit it with 34.5 to go. The Warriors lead by 2. Detroit will not call time. Cunningham pass stolen. A dribble stolen by Mooney. Throws it back. Draymond gets fouled by Durant as he undercut him going for a loose ball. 4.8 to go!
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Day-Day was real good in this one, too. And I don't know if it was the Detroit connection or whatever, but his intensity was turned all the way up in that fourth quarter also. And, dude, the cojones to pull the trigger on that three-pointer in that situation was something. That was something to behold.
I mean, stand on it.
Yeah.
Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do. Shoot.
What else would you expect?
I mean, well, not really for the ball to go in, but it did.
Well, I mean, the cojones to shoot it. Yeah. That Draymond, he's a four-time champ.
Yep.
He's made almost $250 million. He's got a ready-made career. When he decides to retire, he's got a podcast that is hugely popular. What's the risk? It's just a Saturday night against Detroit.
Well, that's processing.
Just a three.
Yeah, that's processing a lot in a given moment. They care
about
this.
Well, I do believe that he carries that
they
with
care.
Him. I don't think that he carries any like nervousness about anything. It's I'm open. I'm going to shoot.
It's not nervousness as much as it is that the right play? Is that the right thing to do in that moment? Because let's be honest, the big three now with the Warriors, these three, that's kind of what defines them, except for Steph. Steph is just, right, he's otherworldly in terms of his effectiveness. But Draymond and Jimmy Butler, we're seeing very quickly, these guys are elite decision makers. And that was a surprising decision. Turns out it was the right decision.
Yep.
But that's what I mean. Not that he would cower in the moment
I
by
get
any
it.
Stretch,
yep.
But that's, you know, he's aware that he's not the best shooter on the team.
Yes, but he's also aware of the situation, and I'm looking at it here where it's a little bit of a screen and roll where both defenders go to Steph,
yep.
And it's a 2-for-1 opportunity. If you shoot it with 36.5 to go, you're down one. So worst case, you miss, and they go down and they get a 2. If they go down and get a 3, now we're in trouble because you're already down 1. But you realize that if you shoot it here, you're going to get one more possession. So, and he's pretty wide open. And
oh, he's totally wide open.
Yeah. And it's, you know.
It's all net.
All net.
Beautiful shot.
And that was basically the game. I mean, that was almost a night-night moment. But, you know, Detroit had a chance. But because he shot it when he did, 36 to go, it was going to be a 2-for-1 for you.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah. 2-for-1 and a 2-point lead. And then obviously what the clip that Grandy just played with Moody causing the loose ball, Draymond getting it, getting fouled. That pretty much is when you felt like you had it in hand. Although Draymond only hit one of the 2 free throws. So
yeah.
Still 3-point game. And the Pistons had another shot at it. But the Warriors played really good defense down the stretch in the final few minutes of this basketball game. Glad you're with us. Your phone calls welcome as the Dubs do it again, 888-957-9570. And the comment that Steve Kerr made after the game will play it for you again in just a second. Want to remind you again, though, that next Thursday, the NCAA tournament starts. That's, by the way, when Dan Dibley, he loses the damn mind. Mm. He gets completely overtaken by the NCAA tournament.
We are already there, and we are tracking Towson v. Delaware right now in a conference tournament game.
What do you got? What do you got, and who are you on?
We're on Towson.
And what's the number?
I think the number wound up at, yeah, thank you. Let me look at my my clipboard here. It's the first game out today. Towson's given, I got it at 5.5. It's gone up to 6.5 against the Blue Heads from Delaware, known mostly for Joe Flacco, who won't be playing in tonight's game. It's a CAA semifinal. Towson and Delaware.
Okay. And what's the score? Has the game started?
Oh, yeah, it's underway. It's okay. That's why I was trying to fidget with this TV.
So you got Towson minus 5.5.
Yeah.
And the game is underway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're up two early.
Oh, they're up two.
Yeah.
It's early.
It's early.
Okay.
We hit a little three-teamer yesterday as the USF Dons brought it home in a nightcap.
Way to go, Dons.
Even though they don't have Marcus Williams, who is under suspension from the NCAA, and they've got Gonzaga tonight, and they're getting about 80 points against the Zags.
All right. Anyway,
The
tournament, it's going to start in a couple of, next Thursday.
10 days,
right,
Mark.
Right, March 20th, next Thursday. So this Thursday, to celebrate the big Thursday that's coming next week, we, in the 5 o'clock hour, are going to give away what we're calling the best seat in the house. And for those of you who haven't been to Splash over there at Thrive City, you probably can't fully gather what we're saying here. We're talking like a really cool seat because it's bougie. It's bougie upstairs at Splash. It's kind of bougie downstairs too, by the way. And the food is delicious. We've had a great time there a few times already. We're looking forward to being there again. We will be there on the 20th. But again, back to this Thursday, 5 o'clock hour. It's the best seat in the house package for two people to go to Splash at Thrive City, newest sports bar right next to Chase Center, Thursday, March 20th for the first day of the NCAA tournament. This best seat in the house package includes a prime location on the second floor of Splash, bougie, overlooking their gigantic video boards, which will be showing, obviously, the tournament games. You get a couple appetizers, four entrees, and a dessert. So you're going to go home full now. You're going to go home full now. Mm. All you need to know right now, be with us Thursday, 5 o'clock hour. More details on how you can win coming later in the week.
Exciting.
Yeah, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun prize.
Best seat in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
You spend all day now. First game tips about 9, last game tips about 7:30.
Dude, two people, and you get four entrees, two apps, and a dessert? Come on.
You go app, entree.
I'm going to eat it.
Entree. And you put the dessert wherever you want to put it, but you could do an easy 10 hours there and be fed.
You got games all day long. Right. So, fantastic.
Best eat in the house is what it's called.
Man, give me that menu and let me pick 7 things. I'm in.
Yeah.
So, anyway, 5 o'clock hour Thursday to get ready for next Thursday. Oh, and by the way, you probably also get a high five from Willard and Dibs. We're going to be there.
Well, you will.
Oh, that's right.
Gone.
Willard and Grandy?
The champ. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Shrugged. It's like, I don't know.
The champ will be there.
All right.
Maybe you'll get shooting tips. Maybe Grandy will take you down to the Papa Shot on the first floor.
Ain't there no shooting tips?
No, but the listener might and you quietly, you might get some shooting tips from Grandy who straight knocked you out.
I'm going to take him over to the golf simulator and show him a thing or two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you will run laps around me there.
Crush you.
No doubt.
I crush your soul.
And just anyway. 10 seconds on your Instagram, you may have another golf prodigy on your hands. The little lefty.
He can swing it, huh?
A nice little swing.
He can swing it, yeah.
Nice little swing.
MT Willard from your 11-year-old. On IG, the story will probably be up for another, I don't know. How long do they stay up? 24
hours.
Yep. Oh.
We're running out of time.
Oh, you don't know. All you do is post things to your story. You don't know?
I don't know how long it's up there.
He posts it, and then the fiancé will repost, and then he'll repost the repost, and so those things will live.
It's gone. No, it's gone.
He'll be
gone.
Back.
Yeah.
The kid's got a nice cut, though. Little swing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's fun. But anyway. All right, so that's Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, we wanted to share this with you. And again, here's the background, and it's still... it makes me laugh the way this came together, because that was such an impressive win. And I'll also share with you that while everybody was already gathered in the media room on Saturday night, Grandy's doing post, right? E-Dog and Whitley are ready to go. They're in position. Everybody's ready to rock. But it gets quiet because the fans have all left. This game's been over for almost a half hour. And then all of a sudden, you hear someone coming down the hall like this. I got the ball! I got the ball! And everyone was like, what the hell's going on? It was Draymond Green. Now, did he get the ball of the three-point shot that he hit? Or actually, what I think we found out, it was he got the ball that was Steph Curry's 25,000th point.
Yep.
Right? So he heads down the hall. 3 minutes later, here comes another screamer down the hall. Boom! Boom! I mean, like, loud.
Mm.
What the hell's going on now? Well, it's Steph. And we later asked Steve Kerr, what's the boom? And apparently that's Draymond Green's three-point celebration. Whenever he hits a three-pointer, he starts yelling, boom. So these two guys are batting back and forth with one another. And again, it's half hour after the game. So I was struck by the energy that they still had for this victory. It's a big win. And then everyone wants to talk to all of the guys about all the little intricacies of this game. And all of a sudden, here comes one of my Cal Poly students, Jocelyn. She gets the microphone and looks at Steve Kerr and goes, so, Steve, this team is playing very well. How are you going to enter Jonathan Kuminga back into this lineup? He jokes that this is too hard-hitting of a question.
It's a great question.
But then he gives this answer.
It's a really difficult thing when you are playing really well and then you have a key guy coming back, and it's always tough. So I think the idea is just bring him along slowly, you know, play him in short bursts, help him get his rhythm back. But, you know, we've got to keep playing Gui Santos. You know, we've got to keep playing the guys who are helping us win right now. And so usually this stuff has to kind of play out, and so we'll hope that it plays out.
Okay. I found that to be a fascinating answer because, A, he admits the difficulty of trying to mess with anything right now, and then goes on to also be like, look, of course, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Of course we're gonna get him in there, but it's going to be short bursts, build him up, see how he plays. But, oh, by the way, if any of you think I'm taking Gui Santos out of the lineup, I'm not doing it. And so that's kind of where my head is as I leave the arena that night. Is like, man, these guys are really humming right now. And it is very much an if it ain't broke, don't fix it thought process for me with the Warriors.
And it's the same thought process for them because it's clearly not broken. And if you think about since they got Jimmy Butler and they're 11-2, it's the third best record in the association. Cleveland, of course, is 13-0, and the Thunder are 13-2. And then you're next at 11-2. So why would you try to upset that, what you have going on, which has been unbelievable? And you're not going to. You're going to work Jonathan Kuminga back in. And if you continue to win and he feels better and he gets stronger and he gets his fitness back, whenever that is, then he'll, I think, slowly and gradually get back to a role that is more prominent. But if it looks like he's pressing or things are stalling or things are not as good as they were before he came back, well, then his minutes won't be what they have been. And that's what we saw from Buddy Hield. Buddy's minutes went down because he hasn't been as productive and he hasn't shot the ball as well. And that's the same thing with everyone. Kevon Looney's minutes down. TJD, well, you don't get to play anymore because now we found Quentin Post, who is a stretch five. So your center spot is Draymond, Quentin, and Kevon, and TJD is the odd man out. And so that's the way it'll have to be with everyone, especially if Kuminga comes back and it's not going great.
Here's what Steve said specifically about Gui Santos when asked.
All the cutting, the playmaking. You saw the backdoor cut he made in the first half, and he got the layup from Trace. He keeps the game going with his play, with his cutting and movement. We had a play in New York the other night at the Garden where he hit Draymond on a backdoor cut for a dunk, and that was not a called set. It was just basketball happening. And he's in the middle of that stuff. He just knows how to play, and the game continues and really flows when he's out there. He's, you know, we call him connectors, you know. That's the popular word these days. He's a connector.
Game really flows when he's out there. I mean, that's really hard to go away from. So, look, at the end of all of this, I do really feel for Jonathan's situation. And this is part of what I was trying to say a week ago when I said this is more challenging than I think a lot of people are giving it credit for. When people are like, ooh, we're humming and Jonathan's coming back, I look at it more like, oh, you're humming but Jonathan's coming back. I don't know how that's going to go. I hope for this to go as wonderfully as so many people think it will, and that would be great. I would love for this to be seamless. But I've been a part of too many conversations over the last 3 years about Steve Kerr and his rotations and how difficult it is because everybody wants everybody to play all the time. And when you're winning at this kind of a clip, I'm telling you, man, the Warriors have worked their way into actually being a contender. Like, actual contender
here. You were talking about power rankings earlier, and was it ESPN had
NBA,
them at number five?
No, the NBA app.
Right.
The actual league app says that they are up to number five. The only teams ahead of them, Boston, Cleveland, OKC, Lakers,
yep.
Get them ahead of Denver.
Well, even if you go to like a more neutral metric, which for me is the gambling markets, they're probably top six or top seven now in odds to win the title. If you go to FanDuel or any of the offshores, the odds were, before Jimmy Butler got acquired, they were about 60-1. And last time I looked, they were at 16-1. And those odds are probably even smaller now than now that they've won, you know, 11 of 13 or 12 of 14, and they're one of the hottest teams in basketball. Outside of Cleveland and OKC, they're the hottest team since the deadline.
Yep, there's no question. All right, let me pull this up and see where they are. Okay. I mean, you want to play a game real quick?
Sure.
You got any game show music over there, Grandy? Let me see.
Da, 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 da.
All right, go ahead and name all the teams that are ahead of the Warriors in the current NBA title odds race.
How many are there?
I feel like I shouldn't tell you that.
Oh, then don't tell me that.
Okay, yeah.
You don't have to tell me that.
That'd make it too easy.
I would think that Cleveland is ahead of them.
Ding.
OKC is ahead of them.
Ding, they're the favorite right now.
Okay. Boston is still ahead of them.
Ding. That's the Eastern Conference favorite.
Yep. The Lakers are ahead of them.
Ding.
Denver's ahead of them.
That's correct. Ding.
And I'm going to say that's it. That's it.
Oh, so close. You're missing one. There's one other team that narrowly has better current odds to win the championship than the Warriors.
The old narrowly. Would it be Milwaukee?
No, sorry. The Warriors are ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Would you like to try again?
I guess it would be Memphis, but that doesn't make sense.
Oh, sorry. That's buzzer number two. Memphis is behind Milwaukee. One more shot.
Man.
Or else you got to walk the plank.
Yeah, I hate that darn plank. Houston?
Oh.
Sorry, no.
Houston.
Sorry.
I'm glad you caught that. That was subtle.
Sorry. And that was always my favorite.
Sorry.
Rest in peace. Sorry, no. He was so dismissive. Like, dude, I'm out here making guesses.
Alex was like the most pompous, nice human being of
all
time.
What is Uganda? Sorry, no.
Sorry.
What is Rwanda? How could you not know that, imbecile?
Well, the answer here is what is the New York Knicks?
God, mother.
The New York Knicks at plus 2,400 narrowly ahead of the plus 2,800.
Oh, wow. 2,800?
Golden State Warriors.
Where are you shopping for that? I want to get a piece of that at 2,800.
That's a FanDuel special.
Okay.
So right now that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They are 7th in the NBA title odds right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again,
28-1. I think I saw something where they were down to 16, but that clearly isn't at the duel.
I think the duel
is what we use. So.
Yeah, and I think there's two different questions here. One is just what do people think in terms of how good they are, but then the other side is the odds have to factor in that where the Warriors are because of their early season play, they're still likely headed toward a situation where you've got to like go face the Lakers and the Nuggets on the road in round one, and that makes it a very, very difficult road to battle. Now, it may not play out that way. They may get to five. Maybe they get to four. I don't know. Obviously, the odds will change if that happens. But right now, they're still sitting there in the sixth seed, and that's going to be a tough spot.
It just is interesting when you get into these betting markets because DraftKings has them at 14-1.
Woof.
FanDuel 28-1, as you mentioned, and Bet365 has them at 16-1, and this one that I don't recognize has them at 12-1.
That's so, to win the whole thing or to win the West?
MGM, NBA champion, 12-1.
Yeah,
Bet MGM has them as the fifth choice, tied with Denver. So
okay, well,
if you're a gambler, go to FanDuel. Better shop around.
Holy cannoli!
ESPN Bet has them at 25-1.
Yeah,
so
that's a big gap.
It's
Lord, you don't usually find that kind of a gap.
Cleveland is between 5-1 and 6-1 across eight different
FanDuel's
shops.
Got them at plus 550.
The Warriors are between 12-1 and 28-1.
Dude, that's across, a huge gap.
And that, I think, is maybe the most interesting part of this is that there's no consensus among power rankings, fan bases, gambling operations. Everybody's got them all over the place.
Let's go back to the phones at 888-957-9570. How about Mark in Berkeley? Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark. You remember me? I wanted to ask about this Thursday. You're going to be there?
This Thursday. Going to be where?
At the marketplace.
No, that's Steiny and Guru.
Steiny
and Guru live at the Emeryville Marketplace.
I'm like flat-footed over here. Okay.
For a little watch party.
Are you guys not worried about the Philadelphia game and the Nets game that was so close?
Not at all. Like, not even a little bit, Mark. I mean, that's the NBA. First of all, Jimmy Butler didn't play in the Philadelphia game. Secondly, the Brooklyn game is at the end of a road trip, and they came out, had a sleepy start, lost one of their starters a minute in, and then laughed at a 22-point lead and erased it. That's what good teams do, man. You're not going to just come out and cover every spread, you know?
Okay, and tonight I did a little scouting. What about this center that's playing tonight with Portland?
Which player are you specifically thinking about?
Play Jeff Weiss, the new guy. NCAA champ twice.
Talking about Avia? Who's he talking about? Mark, thanks. Appreciate it. I don't know who's the new guy for the Portland Blazers. I'm not sure who he's talking about.
I imagine
he's
talking about Donovan Klingon, rookie from UConn.
Oh, Klingon.
Yeah, the champ, the NBA champ.
He doesn't play a ton.
Yeah.
No, he starts, but he's coming off a tidy little triple single.
There's no...
He had 3-9 in a loss to Detroit.
There's nothing. There's no individual I'm worried about. I will tell you, Portland is not necessarily constructed the way they used to be. These are not your father's Portland Blazers.
Right.
They're coming back to earth a little bit. They've lost 4 or 5, but this is a much more dangerous team than they were last year or even at the beginning of this year. And so you can't get caught sleeping tonight. But Warriors are a big favorite. Yeah, so no, I'm not worried about this one.
No, and I don't think that this is a letdown spot. I do think that Saturday was a difficult game because Detroit is playing great, and you talked about the travel and, you know, getting home and trying to ramp up for that game, and they're very physical, and that thing was back and forth with 22 different lead changes, and so that thing was teetering on the brink of a loss or a win. It was a fun game with all the back and forth.
I look at it a little bit differently, too, specific to this spot tonight. So Portland last night, they're on a back-to-back. They played at home last night against the Pistons. So that physicality that the Warriors dealt with Saturday, Portland just dealt with it last night and got beat. So I think this is actually a good spot for the Warriors tonight. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More of your calls on the Dubs. Obviously an eye on NFL free agency. Anthony Slater joins us in a half hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
To Looney, back to Curry, still moving on the right wing. Crowded by Thompson, takes a dribble, backs him up, shoots the three, and banked it home! He banked it in!
Why not?
Who says you have to stop banking on the weekend?
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Well, usually the bank does, but not in this particular case. That one did not make the Pistons sideline very happy.
No.
Yeah, Isaiah Stewart with some palms up when that one went in off the...
Iguodala.
off the bank. Hey, before we keep going with your calls, a couple of notes from the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
First and foremost, the Rams have re-signed quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
See ya.
To a one-year deal.
Okay.
He will continue to be Matt Stafford's backup with the Rams. And he can only hope for an opportunity to throw a pass to either Davante Adams or Puka Nacua at some point during the year.
Oh, God.
Big question there. Who gets 17? Who gets 17?
Oh, because they both wear 17?
They both wear 17.
And Puka's been wearing 17.
And so's Devontae.
Right.
In different cities.
Well, the answer is easy. It's Puka, unless the Price is Right.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Game show music, please.
Lucas just called me out. He's like, I thought you didn't know anybody's number. I don't. I just read that this, like, Puka.
Yeah.
Puka just did an interview where he's like, oh, you know, I've been wearing 17, but we'll see what kind of a negotiator he is.
Right. That feels to me like it's a cool 100 grand. Like,
I would actually put a physical thing on it. How about a new car, Devontae?
It's a brand new car.
It's a new car.
I think the bigger story here is, you remember the Netflix doc Receiver that,
yes,
Debo was on? And they featured Devontae Adams with the Raiders, and that was when Jimmy Garoppolo was their quarterback. And Devontae got to a point where he essentially said, I have to get out of here. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to kill me.
Yep.
Great point. So, Matthew, don't get hurt, says Devontae Adams.
Well, if you look at the trajectory of Jimmy Garoppolo's career, Stafford is probably going to miss some games, which means here comes Jimmy. Here comes Jimmy with some hospital throws for Devontae Adams. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. Jimmy Garoppolo has been a beneficiary of some things that broke his way. And, you know, he found his way to San Francisco and played well and then got the biggest contract in history.
You could do worse for a backup quarterback.
Well, the Niners will do worse than that for a backup quarterback.
You don't know that. You don't know who they're getting.
Well, I hear that they might be clamoring for Jameis Winston.
There are reports that the 49ers and Chargers are working on Jameis Winston as a backup QB, which I think is a phenomenal idea.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because, and I'm going to borrow from Kendrick Lamar and SZA, song off his latest album, 30 for 30.
Better be careful.
30 for 30 for 30 for 30.
Yeah.
He's the only quarterback in history to go 30 for 30, 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in the same season.
What's that got
to
do with being a backup?
It means he stinks.
No, it doesn't.
It means I don't want him to throw the football for my team.
He's a lot better than the backups they went out there with this year.
Disagree.
You're kidding me. Really?
Dobbsy?
Dobbsy never even played.
Brandon Allen?
Yeah.
Sturdy. Reliable. They both played,
I don't even.
Allen played the first game that Brock missed, and Dobbsy played the second
one. Right, that was when they were already eliminated.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So, I don't even know what to do with your
Jameis statement. Might as well work at McDonald's and serve apple turnovers.
Okay, take it easy. Jameis can go win you a game.
Jameis can lose you a game.
Sure, but he's a backup. Like, he is so much more dynamic than either of the guys the 49ers had this year in that position. Like, well, not even close. And plus, it would be fun to have two quarterbacks in the same room. And one of them was the last pick in the draft, and one of them was the first pick in the draft, and one was the last pick in the draft, and one was making $50 million and starting.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, the Warriors play the Blazers tonight, which means Warriors Live with Evan Giddings starts at 6 p.m. and is presented by Xfinity Stream Sports. From the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Anthony Slater is going to join us in, like, 25 minutes or so. Also, though, with the Rams, word has just come down that if a trade does not materialize soon, they will be releasing Cooper Kupp, which I think makes him a very, very interesting person. If you could just go get him off of the street, I think Cooper becomes very interesting. And I bet that Cooper is going to walk out of there with a real angry streak. The Rams did him kind of dirty. I don't mind. If you want to move on, move on. But I bet he feels like he was lied to. And here's what I mean by that. You move on from Cooper Kupp, and I guarantee you the conversation, look, Cooper, we love you, but you got a big number there on that salary, and we're trying to reboot some things. We need to get a little bit younger, and so we're going to give you permission to seek a trade. And then what do? They turn around and go find an older receiver and pay him the exact same amount that Cooper was going to cost on the cap this year. Oof. That's a punch in the gut. And what they're basically telling Cooper is, we don't think you can stay healthy. That's why we're moving on from you. We don't think that you can play 17 football games anymore. So I bet he's going to be a motivated character this year.
Yeah, depending on when they do it. If they really want to do him dirty, they can designate him for post-June 1st,
that's what they'll do.
Right, that's doing him dirty. Like, if they release him between now and, I guess it would be Sunday, he has a chance to go out there and get a certain amount of money. And if you do it after June or March 16th, the dead cap is a little bit more. If you wait until after June 1st, and this is all mumbo jumbo, I know, to listeners, but if you want to wait until June 1st, that for me is doing a guy dirty, because it saves you money and it keeps him from getting another gig until after free agency, which starts officially Wednesday, and after the draft.
He'll get a new gig. He's a good player. He'll be fine.
That would be, to me, doing him dirty, is making him wait for a next destination.
Yeah, to me, that's just like, that's them's the way the business world goes, of a thing. But if you're not honest with a guy, I think that's when they get pretty upset. So anyway, before we get back to the Warriors, just to sort of, those of you who are bopping around and looking for free agency stuff, basically, here's what you got today for the Niners. They've not really pulled in anyone new other than a blocking tight end from the Jags. And he's a very good blocking tight end, but it's a blocking tight end. So it doesn't really excite everybody, but there are some familiar names who have signed elsewhere. Charvarius Ward to the Colts. Aaron Banks is going to go to the Packers. Let's see. Eli Mitchell's going to the Chiefs. So is offensive lineman Jalen Moore. They gave him a pretty big number. Talanoa Hufanga is now on the Broncos. So it's a lot of people on the way out the door, but it's two things to say about it in my view. A, I do not think that the 49ers have lost anybody they really, really meant to keep. I just don't. I think if they lose Dre Greenlaw, I'll change my tune, and they probably will. But in this moment, I don't think they've lost anybody that they weren't planning on losing, number one. But the downside of this year is I do think this is the actual Super Bowl hangover. People look at the next season and then they just look at your record. But I can look at a 6-11 record last year and give reasons why. Like, Christian McCaffrey didn't play football, and people are getting shot, and people are having all kinds of problems at home, and all of that. We know the story of the season. We've talked it out. But to me, when you watch the 49ers, I know to a fan, it feels right now like they're almost sitting out free agency. I think it's a reaction to what they did last offseason. And last offseason was a direct reaction to them losing the Super Bowl. They were so close, and they could taste it so much that they literally were running upstairs in hallways to make sure they kept all of their guys. Don't lose any of our guys. We're right there. And that's what guided their decisions. And they almost immediately regretted it, mainly with the Ayuk deal. But they let those players run the show. They kept them all. That's acting out of fear. And now you're seeing the opposite effect this year, where they're like, we're not doing it. If the money doesn't look right, we're not doing it, which is why they're letting all these dudes walk out the door.
Yeah, and that might be it. And you can say cap schmap, but I do think that the salary cap situation that they have is a part of it. And you're going to have to eat a big number for Deebo Samuel, who you traded. And you look at what their dead cap carrying number is for this year. It's about $50 million on players where you no longer have them. And the whole idea of drafting a player is you draft a guy and you like him. And this is what John Lynch has said many, many different times, where We want to draft players that we like, and then we sign them and we keep them. And Jalen Moore was drafted, and now he's gone. Aaron Banks, you drafted, and now he's gone. And I look at your team today, and I know that this is not the end all because it's not even day one of free agency, but I look at an offensive line that's not better. I look at a secondary that's going to rely on younger players, and it may or may not be the same. I don't think it's going to be better. You added a blocking tight end, which kind of signals to me that you're going to part ways with your fullback, which might change the way you go about offense, which is fine. You don't have to have a fullback. You've done well with it. Last year, you didn't do great with Kyle Juszczyk, and you know you couldn't get short yardage inside the red zone. So this team is going to be different, but I'm looking at just today and the moves that are happening, and there's more leaving than that which is coming, and that to me is troubling, especially when you have guys like Jalen Moore and Aaron Banks who you drafted them and other teams value them more highly than you do.
I don't know how we can assess a roster that we don't know what it looks like yet, but I would just say this, based on the money that's being thrown around for very mediocre, and that's a kind word for a lot of these players today, I'm glad the Niners are sitting it out.
This is unbelievable. What you're left with is mediocre. So,
well, we don't know that.
We've seen Colton McKivitz play, and saying he's mediocre is maybe generous.
But my point is more people are... They're going to fill their positions.
Well, right now is your starting tackle, and your left tackle is a 37-year-old.
Right.
And you had a tackle today that you drafted, and you chose not to retain him.
For $77 million when he was the worst performing starter? Yes.
Well, he barely started.
This is the mistake. Oh, are you talking about Moore or Banks?
Moore.
Yeah, Moore didn't even play. How about, why would you, I think this is and if you want to call it an overcorrection, fine, but they're correcting what they did last offseason. They paid too much for an underperforming player, as it turns out. And not that Ayuk is underperforming, he did last year, but they paid too much. They paid too much because they wanted to keep everyone together. This year, they're doing the opposite. And I think it's probably a smart move. It can be painful at times, it can be scary, because you can't see... you can't see through to the end of the tunnel right now, but it's day one, so they're going to fill these positions. But I'm glad they're sitting this out based on what I'm saying. Like, these are bad contracts that are getting handed out all over the place.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, Kansas City is that opinion. You sure can.
Javon Kinlaw,
He hasn't been a Niner in two teams.
That's
now,
not the problem.
So
I don't care who anybody was. I'm just talking about what the market is right now. Yeah. The numbers are out of whack. Aaron Banks for $77 million is absurd. I think that's crazy.
That's not the guaranteed number, but it's the sticker shock number of it. But you replace him with a guy who barely plays, and Aaron Banks is a guy who's been good.
You don't know who you're replacing him with. That's my
point.
Right
now, it's Ben Bartsch.
It's day one, and it's 4 o'clock.
Right.
You don't know
and
who they're
you
replacing.
You are losing day one. You are worse now than you were at 9 this morning. In my opinion.
Yeah.
What I think.
Welcome to have it. But I don't. Yeah. Like, if I asked you, do you think Aaron Banks is worth the contract that he got? You want the Niners to do that?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I want to have a team that's going to spend on the offensive line. You look at the Super Bowl champion this year. They spent money on their offensive line. And they were really good.
Their line sucked.
Why did they suck?
Because
your center's not good, and your left tackle couldn't play, and your right tackle's not very good, and your left guard was in and out of the lineup due to injury.
Trent, stay. Dominic, stay. Nick Bosa, stay. I don't give a rip about anybody else on the line. You sucked. Period.
Right.
You sucked. You went 6-11.
Because of the offensive line.
Because of both lines. Your lines sucked. Why would we want to pay big money to keep any of those guys? They were terrible.
Yeah.
Please leave. There's the door. If somebody in Wisconsin wants to give you $80 million, knock yourselves out. Wow. Why would you want to keep any of them? This season was terrible. It was terrible. I don't want to keep any of these free agents.
Aaron Banks is a better offensive line than you are portraying, and you can look at metrics, you can look at reports,
worst
and assessment,
performing
and
starter on this offensive line by metrics.
By which metrics?
PFF,
right.
and all the others. Worst performing offensive line starter for the Niners this year.
Okay.
You can $77 million.
Right.
I mean, I think that's an absolutely bananas deal.
So you're going to replace him with either a draft pick or Ben Bartsch or a free agent?
Somebody better for the dollar.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find somebody better. Hey, and you can look at, you know, a bad year according to PFF. You can look at win rate on the ground and in pass protection.
I guess
he was not the worst offensive lineman on that unit. Not even close.
I believe, look, Brendel was terrible too. But as far as
Colton
guards,
McKivitz as a right tackle, he's a turnstile.
Again, for $77 million.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's cap schmap, right?
No, it's not cap schmap.
That's what you've always said. Yeah, like, you can just spend the money.
No, that's not what cap schmap means. Cap schmap means you can manipulate it. It does not mean we should go spend tons of money on crappy players or mediocre players. I don't want to be that mean to Aaron Banks. He's not crappy. He's mediocre. And he's not worth $77 million. And Jalen Moore should not be the starting left tackle for the best player in the league. He couldn't even get on the field with the Niners. Like, those are just those are inflated deals. And I don't know how you can sit here today and say you don't like who they're going to replace him with. You have no idea who they're going to replace him with.
I just look at who they currently have on their team. And as of now, and that's who they're replacing him with until they do
something
else. And
there's a draft and free agency and all of these things
that
are still happening.
You're just creating more holes. Right now, you go into today with holes, and now you've had six players leave, which has only created more holes.
Yeah, and they're players that I'm very glad are leaving, largely, for their money. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.